This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An Aurora police supervisor who was on scene during Elijah McClain's violent encounter with police officers testified Wednesday. Sergeant Dale Leonard admitted that what happened to McClain could have been stopped. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The prosecution played body-worn camera footage in court that showed how officers used a carotid hold on McClain's neck, which temporarily cut blood to his brain. The defendant, Nathan Woodyard, was one of those officers. Sergeant Leonard also admitted that officers didn't follow their training when putting McClain into the recovery position after the hold was used.
Any one of you could have said, just roll him back on his side into the recovery position.
Anybody could have said that.
Anyone could have stopped this.
Yes.
The state didn't have any more questions after that exchange. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy and his supervisor charged in the death of Christian Glass are in court today. Glass called 911 when he got his car stuck last summer. Former deputy Andrew Buen shot and killed Glass after a 70-minute confrontation when Glass said he was afraid to get out of his car. Denver's mayor and the leaders of four other major cities want a meeting with President Biden about how to better manage arriving migrants. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston and the mayors of Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York want to talk about federal aid for dealing with a surge of migrants arriving in their cities. They say there has been little support so far from the White House. Mostly sunny across Colorado today and into the weekend in Denver, highs in the 60s. This is CPR News.